Your spring is about to get a lot more power with the Home Depot. Get gas-like power from mowing, trimming, and blowing with the Ryobi 18-volt OnePlus system starting at just $89. Mowing power that can take on a third of an acre with one charge. Trimming power with up to 2 hours of runtime. And blowing power with 110 miles per hour of clearing force. All on one interchangeable battery. Get cordless, gas-like power for the entire lawn with the Ryobi 18-volt OnePlus system. Only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Hey, it's Josie with Affirmation Pod, your home for self-care and reflection. I hope this week, whatever you're going through and whatever you're facing, that you're able to find things that you are grateful for. There may be things in your life that you don't have, that you wish you'd have. And I'm not trying to dismiss that. All I'm saying is, at the same time, there's a lot of things you have that are very special and very valuable. I'm not really sure why I opened with that, but that's kind of what was on my heart when I pushed record. So hello, welcome to new listeners. I think our newest listener is Kat, who just started listening this last week. We've had quite a few people come over to the Facebook group this week. So I want to say hello to Ryan, hello to Carl. Kate, you said you've been listening for a long time, so it's good to finally meet you. Natalie, hello. Paul, Sarah, Aaliyah, and I hope I'm saying your name right, Katya? Anyways, welcome. It's awesome to get to know you. And this past week, I also met one of our listeners in person. Thank you, Nicola, for coming to meet me. And thank you so much for the hot chocolate and the brownies and the goodies for my family. They ate it all up. It's through my conversation with you and a few people that I've been having email correspondence with lately that I have something to offer you all. And I'm going to share about it at the end of this episode. I'll give you a little hint. If at any point in 2016, you felt like your health, your family, your sanity, your work, your productivity has suffered in any way because of, well, distraction via the internet, Wi-Fi, and Wi-Fi seems to be so much more ubiquitous now. Ooh, I used a big word. That's my limit for big words. I don't want to use any more in this podcast. Wow, I'm in quite a mood here. Let's start with the episode side, the content side of the podcast now. We are again in the support system month of the worksheet series, the free worksheet that you can get where you will reflect on your inner circle, your outer circle, your no longer circle, and your never again circle is at affirmationpod.com/support, affirmationpod.com/support. The content so far this month has gotten some of you thinking and sending some sayings over me that have rung pretty true. As you may remember, last week I talked about the most important person in your support system, and that's you. And Leanne emailed me to share one of her favorite sayings that says, "You can't pour from an empty glass. You can't pour from an empty glass." And Christina in the Facebook group said she loves the saying, "The more I find myself, the more people I lose." And she says she's never been happier. I shared in the worksheet episode that there are times when we lose touch with people. Sometimes we lose connection with people. And then sometimes we lose them. I'm really excited to share about this new sponsor today. This episode is sponsored by Aqua True. You need to hear about this. I've been using it every day because I want to make sure I'm drinking enough water every day. But not just that, what kind of water am I drinking? So why do I love Aqua True? First of all, the one I have works with no plumbing installation needed. Just like with all the Aqua True purifiers, my carafe uses a 4-stage reverse osmosis purification process. That means it removes 15 times more contaminants than those ordinary pitcher filters. That's what I was using before, and I can taste the difference, but I can also see the difference. I don't just use Aqua True for the humans in the house. I have a jug where I put the water for our plants and our dog. That I could tell the water was cleaner and clearer than what I was using before. The setup was easy, and Aqua True comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Look into this, it makes a great gift too for weddings, high school grads, college grads, especially if they're athletes or very health conscious. And just for you, today Affirmation Pod listeners receive 20% off any of the Aqua True purifiers. Just go to aquatrue.com. That's AQUATRU.com and enter code AFFIRMATION at checkout. That's 20% off any Aqua True water purifier. Again, I have the carafe, but take a look at what you would need for yourself. Go to aquatrue.com and use promo code AFFIRMATION, AFFIRMATION, to redeem your 20% off, and you are helping support Affirmation Pod. Thank you to AquaTrue for sponsoring this episode today. Today, I want to highlight that sometimes people lose us because we walk away. We distance ourselves. And at the time of this recording, it's December 2016. A few years ago, I did just that. I walked away. And the experience actually goes back to a few years after I graduated high school. I got a phone call from an old friend from high school, and he said, I've got bad news, really sad news, actually. One of our high school friends was out biking and he was going too fast and went off a cliff and passed away on impact. And I give a lot of props to this friend for something he did as a young 21-year-old man, because it was a group of four high school friends that all had gone up to the mountain biking together. And when they came back to town, it came down to either the police were going to knock on the door and tell our high school friend's parents and brother and sister what happened, or this friend of mine. And he, as a 21-year-old guy, stepped up. And I cannot imagine. And he was telling me after how hard it was to have our friend's mom cry on his shoulder and just the whole thing. It was really brutal for us friends to lose a friend. And some of our friends even knew him from kindergarten. So very challenging time for us. And it was a wake-up call for me. I had been very involved in high school. And you know how people say, oh, they go off on their separate ways. I kind of did that. Like, I went off to university and I was doing my thing and I was being a giveaholic and a helpaholic at nonprofits and working 2 to 3 part-time jobs at a time. I was busy, but I still valued these people that I'd gone to high school with. You know, you go through all your awkward adolescent years together. And so something we did, just the way the timing worked out, is the friend who passed away, his birthday was about a month after his funeral. And we decided, okay, let's get together and have a dinner, a whole bunch of us. And at that point, I decided, okay, let's do this more often. And there's people who say that, and then there's the action takers, and I'm one of those action taker people, right? I decided to organize birthdays for a group of us. Many more people were invited initially, but it really distilled down to 15 of us that were steady and consistent people showing up and responding, replying to emails, things like that. So I ended up organizing for the next few years birthday dinners. And we doubled up on the months that people had birthdays in the same month. But essentially every month except for March and November, there was a birthday dinner for a group of high school friends, 15 of us. And sure, people had, you know, gone on to make other circles of friends or whatnot, but we still stayed connected. After a while, I noticed how I felt after some of these dinners. And I know you can think of someone who, when you're around them, you're just energized and you feel so comfortable and loved and accepted. And you just feel good about yourself and they lift your spirits. We all know those people. I would love to be that person. I don't know if I am. I don't think I am, to be honest. But it's such a gift if you have someone like that in your life. And then we all have those people where you're around them. It drains your energy. They don't even have to speak. Sometimes it's just their facial expressions. I've seen it in social settings. I've seen it in work settings. I've seen it in family settings where a person enters the room and the whole dynamic changes. And it's like you could feel everyone's muscles just tense up and the room just tense up. It's like the room just became 70% smaller than what it was before the person showed up. And I started to have that feeling after some of these, after most of these dinners, these high school dinners, because not everyone, but some people there are very negative and critical, and it was draining me. It was energy that I didn't like once a month or almost once a month in my world. And don't get me wrong, I love them. I adore them. but there was about five people in the group of 15 of us where, and I can see, okay, one of them has really low self-esteem. One of them's got very little confidence. Another one does not feel good about himself and wants to blame everyone else for his problems. Another one, I mean, his dad straight up said to me, my son suffers from lazy-itis. And he, I mean, this friend is so smart, way smarter than me, should have, could have, would have been much more, you know, academic, but never applied himself. I came to a point where I decided I don't want to attend these dinners anymore. And I'd already started having a couple of people help me organize the dinners instead of it all being me doing it. And yeah, a few years ago in December is when I decided, okay, I'm just not, instead of facing that decision every month of, should I go to this dinner? Do I want to go to this dinner? Do I have to go to this dinner? I decided, I drew a line and I said, I'm not going to any more of these. And I wasn't sure, like, do I need to tell everyone? Do I not? Like, I did start to send a group text to everyone. Like, I added 14 people and then I don't remember what I put exactly, but I was like, this doesn't feel right either. It sounds kind of dramatic. And then I asked my husband and he's like, well, you know, if you send it and then you change your mind, then it's not really worth it to send it. And I was like, okay, I won't send it. So I never sent it. And here's what happened. A couple of people came and asked me, hey, we haven't seen you for a while. Are you coming anymore? And I said, no. And I said, there's some energy there. There's some people there that I just don't want to be around their energy. And they're like, oh yeah, I know what you mean. Because it's not like I'm the only one who feels it. They all know and feel it. It's whether or not they want to tolerate it. And so I haven't gone back to these dinners. I actually don't think they happen anymore. I think only a Christmas one happens once a year. And I don't even go to that. Why? Well, here's why. Even though I stopped going to those dinners, I still keep in touch with the ones, the friends, who want to keep in touch with me. A few weeks ago, I got a text from a friend and she was like, I feel like I haven't talked to you for so long. How are you doing? And we replied, we set up a play date. But those are the people that care, right? The ones that aren't calling you for a favor, aren't asking for help, aren't looking for something. She just texts me because she cares. And so for me, I made that decision a few years ago, but I don't feel as if I lost anything. It actually proved to me who really cares and who doesn't. And when I look back and I think, okay, in a year, 10 dinners, when I would attend them, it's about 2-3 hours when you count travel, getting there, all of that. So 30 hours in a year, I got back to do what? Well, to do other things that aren't going to drain me.
This episode is brought to you by Air Doctor. Here's a question. Which air would you say is more polluted, our indoor air or the outdoor air? Well, according to the EPA, our indoor air is 2 to 5 times more polluted than our outdoor air. Those pollutants include allergens, pollen, especially now that allergy season is here. Our air can also have dust mites, mold spores, and even viruses or bacteria that can make us sick. Air Doctor sent me their classic Defender, which is the Air Doctor 3500. I love knowing that it's filtering out harmful contaminants so that they don't reach my lungs. But what I also love is that it's not noisy at all. It has a soothing, super soft hum. I use mine in my bedroom, but I know some of you are working with people all day long in offices and classrooms. Come check it out. Air Doctor may be just what you need. Air Doctor comes with a 30-day breathe easy money back guarantee. I don't think you'll need to use it, but if you happen to not love it, you just send it back for a refund minus the shipping. Go to airdoctorpro.com and use promo code AFFIRMATION to get up to $300 off your Air Doctor purifier. And as a bonus for Affirmation Pod listeners, you also get a free 3-year warranty on any unit. You need to use the code AFFIRMATION to be sure you get up to $300 off and the free 3-year warranty. Place your order today by going to airdoctorpro.com. That's airdoctorpro.com and use promo code AFFIRMATION. Thank you, Air Doctor, for sponsoring this episode today. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. How much socializing works best for you? Some of you need to socialize for work. For others of you, maybe it's some things related to your kids or your parents that require you to socialize, maybe in contexts that you wouldn't normally want to. One thing I love about seeing my BetterHelp therapist is that I can reflect on and debrief social situations, including my own insecurities or the stories I tell myself about something that happened. I often catch myself thinking, oh, they must think I'm so, and then fill in the blank. I can examine these thoughts in therapy and correct or adjust these thoughts as I need to, because they do affect how I feel about myself, my confidence. If you've been wanting to become more aware of yourself and to work on areas where you feel stuck, consider therapy. And with BetterHelp, you can get started with 10% off your first month. They make it easy to schedule, or if you have to, reschedule your appointments. You get started by filling out a quick questionnaire that matches you with a licensed therapist. You can also switch therapists at any time with no extra charge. Come find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/affirmation today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/affirmation. Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode today.
I was recently listening to the Man Talks podcast. By the way, Lenny, you mentioned that you started listening to the Good Dad Project podcast after I recommended it. And I will state the obvious here. I am not a man, but I subscribe to the Good Dad Project podcast. I also subscribe to Man Talks. Man Talks had an episode on minimalism that I listened to. And one thing that the guest said was, you can't change the people around you, but you can change the people around you. I'll say it again. You can't change the people around you, but you can change the people around you. And I changed some of the people around me, and I have no regrets. What about you for your support system? You can't change the people around you, but you can change the people around you. Do you need to make a change to the people around you? It may mean cutting them off. It may mean changing their role in your life. It may mean distancing yourself. And I'll leave it up to you. Because sometimes you gotta be like upfront and blunt, and other times you can be soft and subtle and not as direct. However you let them go, you are letting them go. And they are free to ask you, are you letting me go? I understand that these decisions, this type of growth takes guts, it takes courage, it takes being really brave. This isn't the easiest topic to talk about, but if the other saying that I hear a lot is true, that you become like the five people you intentionally spend the most time with, or I guess it's you become the average of the five people you intentionally spend the most time with. Who are you spending time with and how much? That is today's episode. I want to share now something I literally came up with the idea yesterday and started putting some ideas together. And then today got the landing page up. And so I'm ready to offer something to you. We're living in a day and age where the internet is like this blessing and this curse, right? You're listening to me because of the internet. I found my husband through the internet. When I was meeting with Nicola, I was like saying, my kids would not be here probably if it wasn't for the internet, because I don't think I would have met my husband. But for the first time ever, we're all so inundated with distraction potential, distraction ability, distraction through content, distraction through entertainment, distraction through socializing on a level that we've never seen. Yet, we want to be productive. We want to take care of ourselves. We want to spend time with our families. We want to be still enough and get the noise out of the way long enough to hear our own thoughts. We want to connect with our soul, our spirit. We don't want to be out of control. And present company included, there are times when it just feels like I'm not on even ground when it comes to managing internet time. So here's my offer. I want to create an accountability and support group for people who want tech life harmony, not tech life balance, because I don't think you have to choose between one side or the other. I think it's a matter of having them all come together to work in harmony, because not all things on the internet are bad for us. But not all things on the internet are good for us. Here's the deal. I want to open up a private Facebook group, not the Affirmation Pod one, a different one, just for people who want tech life harmony. I'm only accepting up to 8 people per group. It'll start January 1st and it will go to the end of February. At the beginning of the week, you'll check in and share your tech life harmony goal of the week. It could be something like, I'm going to have my phone in airplane mode or in a different room when I'm working or studying, or something like, 1 hour before I sleep, I'm going to shut down all my devices, keep them away. You come up with your own goal at the start of the week. So that's the check-in. At the end of the week, you'll do a self-checkup where you assess where you're at with your goal, and then you'll share your progress with the rest of the group members. Here's where you can keep, change, or adjust your goal for the following week. And the third thing you'll be doing is check on. You're going to be checking on the progress of other group members. And as it is a support group, I will require that you leave one encouraging word or some kind of a supportive message for one group member. Again, I'm limiting it to 8 group members, so it won't be like inundation of messages. So this isn't an online course. There's no lessons, there's no modules, there's no worksheets. But as a bonus, I will provide some tips and encouragement through weekly Facebook Live sessions. And if you've been in the Affirmation Pod Facebook group, you've seen that I'm getting better with the Facebook Live stuff. If this sounds like something you're interested in and would help you as you start the new year, then head over to affirmationpod.com/harmony. That's affirmationpod.com/harmony. If you have any questions, please do email me, josie@affirmationpod.com. Thank you so much for clicking play and listening to this episode today. Now go be you, know you, and love you. This is Josie with Affirmation Pod. Bye for now.
And don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube channel, where you will get Affirmation Pod episodes as well as other goodies. Subscribe today by going to affirmationpod.com/YouTube. That's affirmationpod.com/YouTube. Thanks for listening to Affirmation Pod today. Now go be you, know you, and love you. This is Josie with Affirmation Pod. Bye for now.